Every one of us who's here this evening has something in common. We've all come here because we're thinking about a subject which is very much in the public eye right now and is very much a subject of controversy right now. In this country at this moment, there's a tremendous amount of discussion and thought about education. This stems from what we generally perceive of as inadequacies in our present educational system and its failures to satisfy its clients. Right now, schools, no matter how they describe themselves, and no matter where you are in the United States, and no matter whether they're public or private, come really just in one basic model. There are some differences in the trim, but they're really very much like each other. I'm here tonight to talk about a school that has very little, if anything, in common with the schools that you have been exposed to, except that it's in a place where in which people pursue their education. Except that it is a place in which people pursue their education from childhood into maturity. But before I begin to describe Sudbury Valley, I'd like to go back to the mid-60s, another time in which schools and education were on everyone's minds, and a time in which a group of people came to form a new idea about what schools should be. Can everybody hear? Can you hear in the back? Yeah, good. Okay. The group of people started by looking at society's values to determine what values should guide its schools. Our society, which is extraordinarily heterogeneous, also has many overarching common principles. They're not only common to both the 60s and the 90s, but they're common to people in all parts of the political spectrum. Democrats may disagree on a good many things with Republicans. Republicans for Bush may disagree violently with Republicans committed to Pat Buchanan or Democrats committed to Jerry Brown. But I think all of them and all of us have a lot we agree on. And these are the things which help to make up our common culture. Disagreement may surface about what our ideals mean in practice, but there's really not a lot of disagreement about the ideals. I'd like to talk about these values for a minute. In America in the 90s, as in America a generation or two ago, or even a century or two ago, there's a tremendous and overwhelming respect for and belief in self-government as a principle. In New England, we see it in the governments of many of our towns. They are governed directly by their inhabitants through a town meeting, which makes all the administrative decisions and delegates all the responsibilities for town functions. I don't know if you have that kind of thing in California. In our states and in our country, we choose a representative form of government. And every person doesn't have immediate say over every decision, but every person has as much say as they wish over the people who represent us, over the people who do make the decisions.